試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2021年度第1回実用英語技能検定2級リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間、メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。以上、説明が終わりましたので、今から2級のナンバーワンを開始します。
Number 1. Jane,
do you have plans for Sunday?
Well, there's a big flea market in Bakersville. I'm thinking of going to that, and maybe going to see a play afterward.
Oh, I was going to ask if you'd like to go on a fishing trip with me.
Fishing sounds like fun. Yeah, I'd love to go. I can go to the flea market some other day.
Question. What will the woman probably do on Sunday? Number 2.
Hi, Kevin. Are you going to the company's Christmas party this weekend?
No, I can't. My cousin's coming to visit, and I've promised to take her around town.
That's too bad. I was looking forward to talking with you at the party.
Well, I'll call you next week. Maybe we can go out for lunch.
Question. Why can't the man attend the Christmas party? Number 3.
Hello, sir. May I help you with something?
Hi. I'm looking for some handkerchiefs. They're a gift for my mother.
These are the only handkerchiefs we have. As you can see, they're simple but elegant, and they come in several colors.
Well, she likes flower designs, so I think I'll look at another store.
Question. What will the man probably do next?Number 4.
I've been thinking about riding my bike to college instead of driving, Jim.
Sounds great, Karen. It would only take about 20 minutes to cycle there from your house. And it would be better for the environment.
Yeah, but I'm worried about riding home after dark, especially after studying late in the library.
Well, you should be okay if you use a light and wear a helmet.
Question. What is the woman worried about? Number 5.
Good morning, Ashton City Library.
Hi. I have a book that I'm supposed to return today.But I haven't finished reading it. Can I return it next week?
You can, but a late fee of 20 cents is charged for each day the book is overdue.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
Question. Why does the man want to return the book next week? Number 6.
Jenny, do you remember that I told you I was having problems with my old computer? Well, now it stopped working altogether.
Really? So, are you going to get a new one soon?
Yeah, I also have to take my old one to the electronics store to have it recycled.
Make sure you tell them to delete all of the data on it, too.
Question. What is one thing the man says about his computer? Number 7.
Wow, Mr. Hansen sure gives us a lot of tough tests.
I know. I'm worried that I won't be able to pass his class this semester.
Yeah, I'm worried too. In fact, my mom's hiring a private teacher to help me study.
That's a good idea. I'd like my mom to do that too. I'll talk to her about it.
Question. What does the boy want to do? Number 8.
Excuse me, I'm new at this college and I'm wondering if there's a bank on campus.
Well, there are several ATMs.
I see, but I need an actual bank because I want to open an account.
Then you need to go off campus to the shopping mall across the street from the main gate. There's a bank there.
Question. What does the man suggest that the woman do? Number 9.
So, Mr. Jones, how is your back this week?
Well, doctor, I have less pain than last week, and I finished taking all the pills.
Yes. Looking at this x-ray, I'd say you're getting better. You'll be able to return to work very soon.
That's good news. I'm tired of spending so much time sitting at home.
Question. What does the doctor tell the man? Number 10.
You were right about traveling to California by train, honey. It's much more relaxing than flying.
And the scenery's beautiful, isn't it? Look at those mountains in the distance.
They're lovely. And this is cheaper than flying. Let's think about taking the train more often.
I agree. We almost always fly. We're in too much of a hurry to get where we're going.
Question. What is one thing we learn about the couple? Number 11.
Jack, I just read an article about the benefits of taking a nap during the day.
Sometimes I wish I could do that at work. I stay up too late at night, and I'm always tired.
You could sleep a little during your lunch break. Even 20 minutes can help you feel refreshed.
Really? Maybe I'll try that.
Question. What are the man and woman talking about? Number 12.
Hello?
Ben, it's Helen. Do you remember I said I'm planning a trip to Thailand? What was the name of the island you said I should visit?
It's called Koh Lanta. It's simply beautiful. I have some travel magazines with pictures of it. I'll give them to you the next time I see you.
Thanks. Do they have any good hotels there?
Yeah, there are several nice ones.
Question. What will the man do for the woman? Number 13.
It's raining again today, honey. When was the last time we saw the sun?
It's been over a month. It just keeps raining and raining.
The weather report said it'll last one or maybe two more weeks.
Two more weeks? This has got to be one of the longest, wettest rainy seasons we've ever had.
Question. What does the man say about the weather this year? Number 14.
Honey, we've both been really busy with work lately. Do you think we should get someone to help with the housework?
Well, it would be a big help. Neither of us has much time for doing the cleaning.
Exactly. The only problem is that I've heard housekeepers are expensive.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to call some housekeeping companies and find out their prices. We can always say no.
Question. What do the man and woman think they might need? Number 15.
Hi, I'd like one ticket to Zombies from Space, please.
Zombies from Space. You have to be 18 to see that movie. Can I ask how old you are?
Oh, I didn't know. I'm only 16.
I'm sorry, but I won't be able to sell you a ticket. You can watch it if you come with one of your parents, though.
Question. Why can't the boy see zombies from space?